The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Welcome to the episode 8 of Climate Crisis. Today we have a special guest, and she is a senior at Dominican University of California, double majoring in music and biological sciences, and she has a lot of experience working in the lab here at Dominican. Well, let's welcome our guest. Hello and welcome, Linda.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here today, and I know that climate change is so important and to be discussed about, and I'm so glad to be invited.
Well, thank you. And as you already said, this podcast series is about climate change. So my first question to you would be, what are your thoughts on climate change? Do you think it is real?
Oh yeah, definitely climate change is very real. And I think this is something we need to be discussing about, because climate change is affecting our everyday lives. It's affecting humans as well as animals, environments, the ecosystems.
Well, yeah, that's so true. Climate change does affect everything. But what do you think is causing climate change? Do you think it's humans, or do you think it's just the Earth's natural cycle?
Oh, definitely humans take a big role in this, especially after the Industrial Revolution. We're increasing CO2 emissions into the air, which has led to global warming and other environmental changes.
Do you think climate change affects your daily life? Do you think you feel that the temperature around you has been changing from maybe when you were little until now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changing. One thing I've noticed are the recent fires up in North California and everywhere around us, specifically in Marin. I remember year 2020, 2019, there's a lot of fires and it was causing so much smoke and bad air quality. And I think that really had a negative impact in our lives because we couldn't even go outside.
Well, yeah, I do remember those wildfires. I remember all the smoke and everything. But do you think climate change affects humans' physical health?
Yeah, definitely physical health as well as mental health. Physical health, I think, like, air pollution is such a huge thing that it could cause people to have breathing problems or conditions such as asthma due to the bad air quality. I also think it affects our mental health because we can't just go outside sometimes and enjoy nature. Or if we do go outside, like, we don't see many organisms outside anymore. It's all dry and dull. It could be because of the fires, and just having that mental thought and being cooped inside really deteriorates oneself.
Well, yes, I agree with you. Do you think there is an urgent need to address climate change effects on mental health?
Yes, I think this is a very new thing about climate change is affecting our mental health, because I hadn't really heard about it. I know there's a lot of pushes for new laws implementing friendly renewable energy sources or other things we could do to stop climate change, but I don't think mental health has been talked a lot related to climate change. And I think we should take further steps to be discussing about how climate change is affecting our mental health, because it could also be negatively affecting our schoolwork. And if it affects our schoolwork, then it'll affect the rest of our careers, you know?
Well, yeah, that's true. I do remember. Personally, for me, with climate change, I feel a lot of anxiety thinking about our future and what will happen if we don't act to stop climate change. Do you have any similar experiences of climate change affecting your own mental health and you feeling anxiety or stress or even anger related to it?
Oh, very good question. Yes, it's really hard talking about climate change sometimes because I know that climate change has been a great issue and continues to be a great issue, and I don't think we've taken many steps towards changing that. And just thinking about that makes me realize that there might be a no turn point. And I think actually in ecology, we talked about how we have passed the critical period where we could go back and like save planet Earth. Essentially, climate change is going to kill off planet Earth, which is really bad, especially for our future generations. We might not see it as badly today, but I do think it will get worse and worse if we don't do anything to stop about it, which causes me anger towards politicians who don't do anything about it or the government. It makes me frustrated and sad and overwhelmed sometimes, which sometimes also leads me not to talk about climate change as much, but I do think we should be talking about it.
Well, yes, that's so true. And that is the purpose of this podcast, to keep talking about climate change as it is a really important issue that we need to solve. Well, thinking about the future generation, why do you think younger people are more concerned about climate change than the older generation?
I think partly why the younger generation are more concerned is because they're more knowledgeable about climate change and it's going to affect them more than the older generation. And I think lack of education has been a big issue or problem for the older generation to know about climate change and what is causing climate change. Like, for example, I'm a first generation student and my parents didn't receive much education, very little education, and so they don't really know or understand what is climate change or how it's going to affect our future. And so because they don't know all this, they don't necessarily, they're not inclined to do anything about it unless I, for example, or my siblings talk about it to them and we start telling them, oh, you know, climate change is really important and we need to be doing things to stop this. And of course, it's not their fault. They just don't know anything or know little about it. And I think just because we're talking about this right now, I think it's also the young generation's duty to start talking about this to like their parents or older generation or people who don't know about it or just everyone in general. Even like if you're young and you have siblings, younger siblings, and they don't know about it, they should start learning about this. Because I still believe that if we start talking more about it, and not only start talking about it, but doing something about it, I believe that we will be able to come up with solutions and make this planet a little better.
Well, yes, as a first generation student too, I also agree with you. My parents also know a little about climate change and I'm happy that I can help them understand it more, and I'm happy that young people like us are helping our parents and other older generations learn about climate change so they can also help in solving this problem. Well, about learning about climate change and educating others, do you think schools are doing enough to teach kids about climate change?
Personally, I think that we have been improving over the years. I don't think we talked about it enough during my time when I was in elementary school or middle school or high school even. But definitely, I think we have been improving towards providing education about climate change. But I do think we should be still reinforcing that, especially in public schools or in private schools as well, and making more movements about how to change and be eco-friendly.
Oh, yes. Do you think students know a lot about climate change, or like what are their thoughts on climate change? Maybe do you have a conversation about climate change with your friends? What do they think about it?
Yes, most of my friends are in college and they also have very similar feelings about climate change and how it's affecting our daily lives and how it's going to continue getting worse if we don't do anything about it. I do think there is kind of a hesitance of doing something about climate change. I am sure that most of my friends know what is climate change and what is causing climate change. But are we really doing much about it? I don't know. That's a separate question on its own. Like, are we doing enough? Or are we doing anything to help our Earth, our planet?
Well, yes, I agree with you. That is a hard question, whether we are doing enough or not. But as a biology major, do you think science can solve climate change? Do you think that doing research or scientific technologies can be helpful in solving climate change?
Yes. So definitely doing research help us understand where we're heading towards. And biotechnology will also help us, since we could come up with new ways or methods to have everything more eco-friendly. I know, like, new companies like Tesla has implemented like the electric cars and systems where we don't have to use gas or diesel, which is better. Is it affordable? Not really, but I do think we are heading towards a more eco-friendly lifestyle, and I do believe that biotech is a major role in that, and hopefully everything will also be a lot more affordable, because that's another big thing. Is it going to be really expensive and not allow me to be eco-friendly? So that's a really huge thing. But yes, biotechnology is definitely helping climate change.
Do you think the government should be funding more scientific research and more up on biotechnological research so that we could help solve climate change problems?
Yes, and there has to be a more like a united front about it, because I know, for example, even in the US, every state is like feeling different about this, and they don't want to or don't feel inclined to be providing these funds. And so we need definitely to encourage our governments and persuade them to basically invest on our future and our health, and invest in these biotech companies that will help us fight against climate change.
Well, yes, I agree with you. Government should be spending more on research. Do you think individuals, like on a personal level, can do something to stop climate change, or like even help a little bit in solving this crisis?
Yeah, so individuals definitely could do a lot to help fight against climate change. And one recent thing that has been passed down in Marin County as a new law. I don't know if just Marin County or California in general, but there's a new law about composting, and that's another way individuals could do or be eco-friendly, is by composing their like leftover foods instead of throwing them directly into the trash where everything goes to the landfill and everything like that. So yes, we could be also using reusable utensils, bags, just like also thrift shopping can help instead of like buying new things and these negative effect on climate. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things humans could do, and actually I think everyone should be partaking in these actions to help our climate, and everyone can do their own part.
Well, yes, everyone should be doing something, even little things, and even one person can help. Do you think if we act now, we can fix climate change and we can recover our planet and recover a lot of species and other things that are on threat due to climate change?
I think if we act now, yes. I still think there is hope for humanity. Or at least for some more years. So I do think there's hope, but we really need to be taking action now and encouraging everyone around us to take action to help our planet.
Well, thank you so much, Linda, for your interview today. Do you have any last thoughts?
Well, thank you for inviting me. My last thought is do something about climate change now.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Climate Crisis. Be sure to tune in to next episode 9.